WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The world pauses to remember, not to forget, on Holocaust Remembrance Day. Also the 80th anniversary of the Soviet troops liberating the Auschwitz death camp in Poland. A ceremony at the site, survivors like 86-year-old Tova Friedman remember seeing children led to the gas chamber.
I thought that we all have to die. That it was normal. If you're a Jewish child, you have to die.
There are concerns today about rising hate and anti-Semitism. Reports say President Trump is ordering immigration officials to meet a new quota to arrest 1,500 migrants per day. Advocacy groups in Chicago have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over plans for mass deportations in the city. They want an injunction and emergency hearing. Trump administration has altered plans to slap tariffs on products from Colombia after that country agreed to accept deportation flights. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newport. A suspect is in custody in a Western Wisconsin homicide. Ted Allen has more.
Police responded to an Eau Claire residence early Saturday morning to find a person with a gunshot wound. First responders attempted life-saving measures on the shooting victim, who died at the scene. Police say the suspect was quickly taken into custody. The shooting is believed to have been an isolated incident.
Milwaukee Public Schools is stepping up its search for a new superintendent. A virtual meeting of the board tonight will review applications and conduct interviews to determine finalists. MPS Superintendent Keith Posley resigned last June following a report of the district's failure to disclose vital information to the state. And a massive fire at a Milwaukee area recycling center. Firefighters responded to Ultra Trading Corporation in Milwaukee's Menominee Valley late Sunday afternoon. Employees of the plant had to use machinery to move piles of scrap to help firefighters get to the source of the fire. No one was injured. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM. City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds and windy today. It'll be mild with highs in the lower 40s. Again, though, the wind. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and still breezy tonight with lows near 20. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 34.
99.7.
No! Well, here we are almost 4 weeks into the new year, and I have already given up already. I gave up the diet like 4 days into the new year, and then I see the new research out today that shows to form long-lasting habits takes a lot longer than the perceived 21 days, typically 2 to 5 months, and in some cases, close to a year. I'll have to give it a try again later. I got vacation coming up this weekend, so there's no new habits starting then.
Seven Max FM.
Yeah. FM Sports.
The Kansas City Chiefs are back in the Super Bowl. They'll take on the Philadelphia Eagles in the title game in 2 weeks in New Orleans. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They'll be playing for their third straight Super Bowl championship. Coach Andy Reid on seeing his veteran players win another AFC title, 32-29 over the Buffalo Bills yesterday.
I'm proud of our guys battling like they battled. I mean, Pat Mahomes was phenomenal. You know, Travis Kelce, their leadership, Chris Jones. You know, I can just go through all these guys. I mean, they didn't waver at all, and that's how they've been. I mean, you know that from training camp. They've got this personality where they know how to bear down. They know when to have fun, but they also know when to bear down.
Philadelphia crushing Washington 55-23 to win the NFC Championship. They get a rematch with KC after falling to the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57. Bucks dropped the opener of their trip out west to the Clippers on Saturday. Road trip continues tonight with a stop in Utah against the Jazz. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
99.7 Mix
Look at them go, look at them kick. Makes you wonder how the other half live. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside.
In Excess is on 99.7 Max FM. Glad to have you aboard. Thank you for listening on the app. We've got some folks checking us out on our Civic Media mobile app. You can download it for free. Listen to us anywhere you go. Put it on your phone. Just search Civic Media in the App Store and Google Play.
Underneath the blazing sky, I'll be where the eagles fly and higher and higher. 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
To your life.
Genesis is on 99.7 Max FM. Well, I've been doing the countdown until baseball spring training since we don't really care about football anymore, do we? 16 days from today, Brewers pitchers and catchers will be reporting to spring training. It cannot come soon enough. I guess what I'm really saying is I just want spring to get here, so.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here, ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun. At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the Fun Zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events with your Max FM community calendar. It's time again for the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. It's going to be happening on Saturday, February 1st from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. There'll be over a dozen amazing stops to try all kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Many locations will have some great treats to go along with their cocoa creations. Be sure to go to Becca Cates and get your tickets while they last. Tickets are $5 and kids 3 and under are free. This is a fundraiser for the Friends of Baraboo Parks. Bring your own mug or purchase the official Cocoa Crawl mug at Becca Cates while supplies last. Again, this all goes down on Saturday, February 1st from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in downtown Baraboo. And it's time for the 25th annual Fish Family Steak Feed and 9-Pin Bowling Tournament at Brewster's Lanes in Reedsburg. This event takes place from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. Shift 1 will start bowling at 2 p.m. It's a $20 entry fee. There's bowling prizes, plus the steak feed will be served from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. Tickets for the steak feed are $14 in advance or $16 at the door. And then you don't want to miss the legendary silent auction, plus wheelbarrow and meat raffles. All proceeds support the fight against cancer and programs that provide assistance to those fighting cancer, including the UW Carbone Cancer Center. Last year alone, this event brought over $30,000, and since its inception, has raised over $500,000. Again, this will be at Brewster's Lanes on Saturday, February 1st from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m.
It's time to think warm thoughts and buy your tickets to the Mount Horeb Country Music Fair happening on July 26th at Grundall Park, 11 a.m. to midnight. Three stages of nonstop music showcasing many Wisconsin artists such as Dan Lapine and Bree Morgan, plus national country music artists Ashes and Arrows, Hannah Dasher, Jake Hoot, Wayland, and more. Help raise money for the Mount Horeb Community Foundation and Madison Reading Project. Strike early and get your lower price tickets now at mhcmf.com. See y'all at the fair.
Max FM, Gem City Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds and windy today. It'll be mild with highs in the lower 40s. Again, though, the wind. Southwest winds at 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 40 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and still breezy tonight with lows near 20. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 38 degrees. 99.7
I don't know if it's going to be the Love Shack, but it will definitely be the Love Boat if we can find someone for a friend of ours. My wife and I have a friend. She's about 40 years old. She looks like she's about 25, honestly. And she's single and ready to mingle. Will there be a love connection made on the cruise ship? We'll find out when we set sail this weekend. I should document the whole process and post it on our Facebook page. It's 99.7 Max FM with Matchbox 20.
If I get too tired to make it, be my breath so I can walk. And if I need some other love, then you give me more than I can stand. When my smile gets old and faded, wait around, I'll smile again. Shouldn't be so complicated. Just hold me and then, oh, just hold me again. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me in, and this is how we will end. With you and me, the end. If I couldn't sleep, could you see? Could you paint me better off? Could you sympathize with my needs? I know you think I need a lot. I started out clean, but I'm jaded. Just falling it in, or just breaking my skin. Can you help me? I'm bent. I'm so scared that I'll never get put back together. Keep breaking me in. This is how we will lay out with you and me.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
Make it all too clear, I need you so. Oh, James, that's on the verge of being insane. Now move over, baby, give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame your little red love machine.
We've got another 50-minute music hour in progress. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. The Max FM ahead of 1 o'clock. Yes is on.